Now, if somebody comes into town that no one's ever seen before, that person would be a
stranger.
And if they come from a long way away, they would be a
foreigner.
And that would have to be someone from another country, or could it be someone from this country?
No, anybody from the north we call foreigners. And we refer to it in slang, which isn't very polite.
That word that used to be two words. Are we thinking of the same thing? You think of the term Yankee?
Yeah, we call them that. And if they're irritating us, we use the two.
You think of the same one?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about some common or sometimes not so common person's name. So I'm going to do this by describing someone who had that name. Guess you can say the name is fine. A common name for a girl beginning with M is
Mary.
And George Washington's wife was
Martha.
The name of the girl in the song, there's a song that goes, "Wait till the sun shines."
Nellie.
Mm-hmm. And a nickname for a little boy named William might be
Willie or Billy.
Now, who wrote the first of the four Gospels? It's the first book in the New Testament.
Matthew, Mark, Luke.
Mm-hmm. Now, a woman who conducts school is called a
teacher.
And is there an old-fashioned term that might have been used earlier, specific for a woman?
I know there is, and I've heard it. But I can't think right now.
Would she be called a school mom?
Yes, that was real old.
Now, suppose that you have a man named Mr. Cooper. What would his wife be called?
Mrs. Cooper.
Do you have a term around here used for a preacher that's not really trained, doesn't have a regular pulpit, but does some preaching?
Well, he's not an ordained minister. He's probably a layman preacher. Is that the name you want?
I'm wondering if in this area you'd use the term jackleg.
No.
Now, okay, your mother's sister would be your
aunt.
And the wife of Abraham was... Remember that one?
No.
Starts with an S.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. If your father had a brother named William, you would probably call him
Uncle Bill.
Or if you were being very formal, you'd say the full name.
Uncle William.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if his name was John, you'd probably call him
Uncle John.
Do you remember who the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia was during the Civil War?
Was it Lee?
Mm-hmm. And his full name with the title was...
Well, it was Robert E. Lee, but I don't know. General of the Army?
Mm-hmm. So we might address him as...
General Lee.
Now, who's the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken to all of us? His last name is Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
And what would we call the man in charge of a ship?
The captain.
Mm-hmm. And the man who presides over a county court would be?
The judge.
And if his name were, say, Marshall, you'd call him?
What'd you say the name?
His name were, say, Marshall, you'd call him?
Judge Marshall.
And we call a person who goes to college a?
Student.
And we call a person employed by a businessman to look after old correspondence and such a?
Secretary or stenographer.